Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
A Torrid Mystery. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In July 1954, a man arrives at Haneda Airport, which is Tokyo Airport. He's Caucasian, regular-looking guy, but people are a little suspicious. They check his passport, and they see he comes from a country called Torrid, T-O-U-R-E-D. Passport looks legit, except for the fact that Torrid doesn't exist.
Country is suspect in that it doesn't appear on the globe. Okay. Can we work with that? Yes, we can.
So they interrogate him and ask to point on a map, where's Torrid? And he points to Andorra, the Principality of Andorra, which is real. It is on the border of France and Spain.
Okay.
And they actually have their own language that not a lot of people speak. And I was listening to people speak it. I think we've talked about languages that are kind of...
Hybridizations of different things.
It seemed a little bit like that, and its own... I don't know what a principality really entails.
Yeah.
But it's on the border of France and Spain.
Yeah, well, France... I mean, I just know this from literally high school and middle school French, where even French dialects vary so much. Like Corsican, which Corsica is an island in France, has its own language that kind of sounds like France, but again, it's not... feels like it's off. So like there's so many different variations of languages in these small European spaces just because from isolation, essentially.
Je m'appelle Jason.
Oh, je m'appelle Rebecca.
So there's your Rebecca. French lesson for today. Were we charming? Yes.
Absolutely.
So he points to Andorra.
Okay.
And he's like, that's where it is. And he doesn't understand why there's no Torrid on this map. Because it's existed for more than 1,000 years. So he doesn't understand. They found on him different currencies. European currencies, all legit.
Natural.
And his passport was stamped by many airports.
He's been around.
Around the globe. All that very legit, and including previously coming to Tokyo. So they don't know what is going on.
And he's probably getting pissed because he's like, why are you stopping me? Look at this, all this money. This is where I'm from. Look at my passport. Is it good or not?
And it's not good because it says that he's from Torrid. He's like, no, I literally just came from Torrid.
Yeah.
So they didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
Because without a passport, you're kind of in limbo.
Yeah.
They took him to a local hotel and put him in a room and had guards outside until they can figure out what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe there's some, I don't know, red tape countries they don't know. Maybe they don't know everything.
Yeah. Does he have like a driver's license from Torrid? Like, did he have other... things, a library card from the Torrid Public Library.
So the company that he worked for had no idea who this person was.
Oh, that's not good either.
Although he had plenty of information to prove otherwise.
Okay.
The hotel that he was staying at in Tokyo were like, we don't know who this person is. The officials in Tokyo that he was there to do business with have no idea who he is.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. It's not just the passport, folks. It's literally everything around it.
So they go back to the hotel and they take a quick break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And they're back.
And they're back.
They go to the hotel to, you know, kind of sort this out.
Yeah.
He is gone.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
There's no way he could leave from the window.
He was a ghost the whole time. No?
The suggestions are maybe even less believable.
Wow.
And there was no balcony. So there was nowhere for him to go. What is the explanation?
So that's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's where story. Your story ends today. A passport from a country that doesn't exist. Guy points it out as a different country, principality. People that he's there to meet, no idea who he is. Company works for, no idea. Put him in a hotel room.
But the company does exist.
It exists.
That is real, yes.
But he just affiliates.
The hotel is real. Okay. Everything is...
The airport is real. Tokyo
everything
is real. Okay, okay.
Everything is real. What are the explanations and theories people are working with?
I love this. This is amazing. This is like you get a limited amount of information and your brain gets to go ham on whatever. I think he maybe worked for, was he a secret servant? Like, is there some kind of government intelligence thing that got blown? Like, he's a junior agent and it got blown and he freaked out and he had someone come and in a way that no one could understand, break him out of the hotel room?
Multiple dimensions. Is the working theory people have. It is the example and proof of many different dimensions, many different timelines that we're all going through. And the one that he happened to be in just did not – he wasn't in the right one. He
somehow – the plane flew, picked him – like how would he – how the Terran dimensions, how would he have traversed that?
I'm sure he doesn't know. I think he was, according to this –
I want to see pictures of that passport, too. I want a documentary about this that will slowly unfold the mysteries of different dimensions.
Not a lot of information. There's a couple of mentions in some books from the 1970s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But even internet searches really don't go back until 2012 when this kind of story either popped up or repopped up. Here's a couple of other things is that people talk about, you know, what customs was like in 1954. Is it possible that this is based on some story and this is what it's evolved to? Is it a complete and total hoax, something someone made up?
Exactly.
Or is it a hoax on his part where this actually happened? So it could be a combination of a bunch of things.
Yeah.
For people that believe in multi timelines, multi dimensions. You know, they use that a lot of movies where it's like, listen, the Rebecca and I in this one, you know, we're sitting on a pile of money.
That's right. We're sexy as hell. We're, you know, we look amazing. We are fabulously wealthy and famous. And, you know, maybe in a different dimension, we're sexier, wealthier.
But the one we're in right now that you're in, you know, you get what you get.
You get the dimension you're dealt, as my mom always said.
So people use this as an example of this is somebody from another dimension. So is it a hoax? Is it real? Is it a story?
Ugh, I love that.
The details, sometimes the details are so specific that it feels real and you want it to be real. And there could be elements of the story that are real. It's just 1954.
Yeah.
But like you said, you're asking for proof and documentation. You're not going to find it.
No. But I love it is detail enough that my brain can work with that and will take it places where, you know, who knows, because you'll never get any closure on it. But I mean, interdimensional stuff is so fun and interesting. We should do more episodes on it, to be honest, because there's other things that are like that we could talk about. But we'll just never get any closure on it. Well, I guess I'll have to fly to Tokyo with my torrid mall clothing store passport and find out.
You mean the store Torrid?
The store Torrid. Torrid.
That still exist?
You'll never know.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.